In today's Gospel, we have a passage from John chapter 10, which begins with the words, "The Jews picked up rocks to stone Jesus." What you're missing is the verse that happened before, and that is when Jesus told the crowds, "I and the Father are one." And that's why they picked up rocks to stone him. Jesus says, "I and the Father are one." And they understood exactly what that meant, that Jesus was claiming divinity. In fact, they said, "We're not stoning you for any good works, but for blasphemy." So they understood that Jesus was revealing himself as equal to the Father, as one with the Father, and they could not stand that. They said, "You are man. You're making yourself God." And that is eventually why the Lord was put to death. Really not for any other reason, but in their mind, he was committing blasphemy, calling himself God, equal to the Father, saying things like, "Before Abraham was, I am. The Father and I are one. No one can come to the Father except through me." See, all these things, the Lord is revealing that he is God. And in their mind, they couldn't comprehend it. They couldn't understand it. So they picked up stones and tried to kill the Lord. But of course, his time was not yet come. His hour was not yet come. It would eventually come on Calvary, when the Lord would allow himself to be crucified for our salvation. Now, C.S. Lewis, in his book Mere Christianity, describes this very well. And he says that if Jesus was not who he said he was, then he could not even be a good person, a good man. See, good people don't go around claiming to be God. C.S. Lewis says, when it comes to Christ, there's only three options. He's either a liar, he's either the Lord, or he's a lunatic. Liar, Lord, or lunatic. That's what C.S. Lewis in his brilliant book says. That you cannot remain neutral about Christ. Either he is who he said he was, namely the Son of God, the second person of the Trinity, or he knew he wasn't the Son of God, and he claimed to be. Therefore, he would be a liar. And if the Lord was a liar telling people to honor him and worship him, he would not even be a good person. So he's either God, or he is, according to C.S. Lewis, the most evil person, one of the most evil persons ever to claim to be God. So if he was deliberately deceiving people and lying, he could not be a good person. So he's either the Lord, or he's a liar. Or the only other option is that, well, maybe he thought he was God, but he wasn't. If that's the case, then he was not mentally balanced. He would be a lunatic. Who are the ones going around claiming to be God? They're locked up in mental institutions. So when it comes to Christ, either he was who he said he was the Lord, a liar, or a lunatic. And of course we know, because he proved that what he said was true by working miracles, that he was the Son of God. In fact, that's what the Lord says, "For which of these good works are you stoning me for? For raising Lazarus from the dead? For healing the blind, the crippled, the lame, the deaf, the mute? Which of these works are you stoning me for?" They say, "For none of these works, but you who are man are making yourself God." So Jesus said he was God, and he worked miracles to prove he was God. He worked countless miracles, and of course the greatest miracle of all would be his resurrection. That was the crown jewel of all his miracles, the resurrection, which proved he truly was who he said he was.